Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We're 4 days away from the NFL Draft, which will be held this Saturday. And today we're joined by former North Carolina Tar Heel wide receiver Brooks Foster. Brooks, how you doing today?
Doing good.
So, you played in one of the deepest receiving corps in all of college football. So I know your numbers don't reflect the talent that you have. What was it like playing with your, with Hakeem Nicks and Tate?
It was real fun. Very competitive in practice and in the games. We always go at each other, but I mean, it just made it fun.
Now, getting way back into December, you were forced to miss some of the Senior Bowl. You know, prevented you from working out at the combine. I know you did, your running drills. You did do 27 reps there. Since that time, what's it been like for you in terms of working out with teams and visits and such?
I'm back to 100% now, so I can get out there and show the teams what I really can do and how athletic I am, showing what I'm really about. So, I feel like things happen for a reason. Like, I didn't get to show them what I want to do in the national level, like at the combine. But teams know what I can do, and that's what I've been doing over the past month, just showing them how I'm getting back healthy and, just letting them know that I'm ready for training camp.
And have you had any visits with anybody? Worked out for anybody?
I had a good little mini. I've been to Tampa Bay and I've been to the Patriots. I worked out for the Cleveland Browns and the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Dolphins. I had a pretty good chance to impress. So I'm happy with that.
So I mean, when did that realization that being an NFL player? When did you kind of realize that this dream's going to actually happen?
I guess it hasn't happened yet. You never know what can happen. Never know. So I'm not going to believe it until I get there. But ever since I got into college, I felt like I could play at the next level. So that's what I've been striving to do.
And speaking of getting to that next level, with the weekend, a few days away for the draft, you have any plans how you're going to take it all in?
I have no idea. I'm going to be at home with my family, probably have a little cookout. I'm not going to have a pre-draft party. I'd rather have a post-draft party. But I'm mainly going to be, just going to be relaxed environment, just kick back and watching with my family.
You going to get any home-cooked meals, anything made special for you on your day?
No, I don't want too much attention. I'm not the type of guy. I don't want too much attention on myself, because I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to be thinking about it. I just rather just take it as a normal day and body up, enjoy.
Huh. So, now, Brooks, coming out of high school, you were one of the most highly touted. You were, super prepped. And, when we look at your numbers, they weren't, gaudy numbers, that make you, gaudy at. Can you consider any reasons, that contributed to why your numbers weren't as high as, some might have expected?
Coming out of high school or college?
Coming out of college?
Just different reasons. I played with four different offensive coordinators, five or six different quarterbacks. Like you said, we had good receivers all around us, and it was kind of tough to get the ball. I try to be more of a team player, so I didn't want to, force nobody it's hard to play the in-between role. You want the ball, but you don't want to come off as being selfish, so... I just went out there and did what they asked me to do and did my job. Whatever happens, I know what I can do. I've been told that I'm more of an NFL-type player, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're one of those guys, obviously you're ultra-talented. We know you're going to make it to the next level. And, you always hear about receivers being, Keyshawn had the book, I Want the Damn Ball. And, you see the antics of the other guys in the NFL wanting the ball. There's kind of like a persona that you're okay not having the ball. You just said you're not selfish. Can you explain why maybe that persona kind of be being that you're getting that type of label?
Yeah, I can see why that's like that, and I can see, but I mean that's one thing I know I gotta kind of work on being more aggressive. Things come so easy to me. I tend not to be aggressive, and that's something that I gotta do. But in the inside, I'm very competitive. Like I think I try to not to show it as much, because I'm a more to myself type guy. So I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in my head and inside of me that I try to not to show. So trust and believe, well, I want the ball, and I'm very competitive.
And then getting back to your competitiveness with the combine, the 27 reps were just phenomenal. I mean, is that something you really worked hard on, or is that just you're just naturally strong?
A little bit of both. I think I'm naturally strong. I definitely worked really hard at it. And going to the combine, I had to find some way to get some hype around myself, you know, being that I knew I wasn't going to be able to run like I probably wanted to. So I knew that was my opportunity, you know, to get some buzz about myself going on. That's what I did. So I went in there with attitude, like I'm going to break this record, you know, with a competitive attitude, and I was in the zone. I mean, when I got up under that weight, felt so light. I mean, I just threw it up, so and got some attention towards myself. So that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that's an impressive number, man. I mean, defensive tackles want to throw up 27. So.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, excellent. And speaking of working out with teams and your team visits, did they all kind of have you doing the same things, or did they have you doing different stuff? How was it?
They all have doing pretty much the same type of stuff. Catching the ball with your hands, being able to track the ball down real fast, a couple of drills, a couple of routes. Then they get us on the board and see how fast we can learn and see how long we can retain stuff. And just stuff like that, just to, I guess, get a better feel of what type of player you are and how you learn and how you will fit in the system. So,
with all these stops, I mean, you know, you know, Senior Bowl, Combine, team visits, is there anything that stood out to be more stressful than the other? Or is anything mellow?
I think the Combine could be kind of stressful. Like I said, I participate in a lot of stuff, but I could just tell by the AC that I'm in, the guys that are around us, I could tell that they wanted to get it over with, because, I mean, they hype it up so much, and when they hype it up so much like that, it kind of puts pressure on you. But, other than that, not really. My pro day, it was fun. I mean, I had a good time. So other than that, I'd say Combine.
Okay. Playing in the ACC, was there any guys on the defensive side that kind of stood out to you that you went up against?
Not really. I don't want to disrespect nobody, but us receivers, we really didn't. I mean, we felt like we was good enough, and we had enough confidence ourselves that we really didn't even respect DBs that much. We watched film on them, and we respect their game, but we felt like if we take care of our business, you know, that we can do pretty much anything that we know that we need to do. So that's how we looked at it. But there's definitely some great DBs. You see, man, Alfonso Smith from Wake Forest, I feel like he's pretty good. It's a lot of guys that are real good.
Now, speaking of your teammates, Hakeem Nicks and Brandon Tate and yourself, once again, we're speaking with Brooks Foster, former North Carolina wide receiver. I mean, of the three and having you guys out there on the field, I mean, what stands out to you the most about your two teammates that we might not see when we're watching the games?
Probably how we can all work together. I mean, it's tough to have three receivers like that who want the ball and not have beef with each other. You know, a lot of teams, you know, their players get mad at each other. But us three, I mean, we all played our role, and we had a good time. We never argued. We never, you know, fussed with each other. We just had a good time out there. So I think that camaraderie was something that's special about us three.
Yeah, are you guys pretty close?
Yeah, going through this whole process, we definitely got closer. We are from different classes. Like I'm a year. I think I'm the oldest, and then it's Tate and then Keem. So we kind of came together this year because we was going through the same thing. So we would talk to each other. We would help each other out, give each other confidence, just everything.
Now, in terms of your game, if we put you under an NFL helmet right now and we put you in a game, who would you remind us of the most?
I've been told Reggie Wayne. I look up to him a pretty good bit. I like to watch his game. I watch film on him. He is actually in my same agency, so my agent tells me a lot about him. I've talked to him a couple of times. We met each other a couple of times, so I'd say Reggie Wayne.
Okay, excellent. And for people who don't know, you were a walk-on for the 2005 NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. What was it like to be on that team, and are you still close? I mean, just hanging around with the guys on the basketball teams and that type of stuff?
That was a long time ago. That was in 2005 when we won. Still pretty close. I mean, it was a great experience. My freshman year, I redshirted in football, so I decided to walk on the basketball team. And, you know, it was fun. Coach Williams is a great coach. He taught me a lot of things. I'm still close with some of those guys on that team. Marvin Williams with the Atlanta Hawks, we're pretty close. Raymond Felton, I talked to him when we was at the bowl game in December in Charlotte, because he's from my hometown also. So, he's from South Carolina, so we're pretty close. That's pretty much everybody.
So, what was it like? I mean, it's pretty cool that you were at school for two national championships. What was better? I mean, obviously, probably the first one was better, but I mean, the reaction on campus. What's it like?
Actually, I don't really know. I wasn't on campus. When that happened, we saw it on TV, the Franklin Street stuff. But we was out in St. Louis, and this year I was actually at home, so. I really don't know. And in 2005, that was a long time ago. So I mean, you can definitely walk around with your chest stuck out, but I mean, it's been so long.
Excellent. And before we wrap things up, we have a little quick slant, some fun one-liners before we let you go today.
Cool.
You ready to roll with that?
Cool.
All right. What would you rather be, a male runway model or a lead singer of a boy band?
Model.
Model? Any reason why?
No reason. Just model.
All right. Which competition would you get further in? Dancing with the Stars or American Idol?
Dancing with the Stars. I can dance pretty good.
Who had the best looking cheerleaders in the ACC?
Miami.
Miami? All right. Good for you, man. Everybody always says the school they went to. You're one of the first that actually said a different school. Finally. And before we let you go today, Brooks, would you hold a live tarantula in your hand?
Yeah, I probably would.
All right. You know what? You're also one of the most direct offense on the offensive. Nobody that plays offense has ever said it that fast, man. Great. So, Brooks, once again, we were joined by Brooks Foster, former North Carolina Tar Heel wide receiver. He's going to be a projected mid-round pick this Saturday and at the NFL draft, and he's not scared to hold live tarantulas. And, Brooks, we just want to wish you the best moving forward, and you're always welcome here on the NFL Draft Bible.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care. Right. That was Brooks Foster, like I said, wide receiver in North Carolina. And like I said, he played in one of the most talented of all receiving classes. He played with Hakeem Nicks and Brandon Tate and himself. And I tell you what, that was one heck of a tandem, and you're not going to find too many like that around. So, mm-hmm.